Yerushalmi pair corresponding to Bavli Zvachim Dav Samach Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on Dav Lamad Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Kama Matzeres Es Ha'Oimer Ves Hakama Va'Oimer Eini Matzer Lo Es Ha'Oimer Lo Es Hakama. Standing corn can save a sheaf and other standing corn. A sheaf cannot save another sheaf nor standing corn. Ezihi Kama Shehi Matzeres Ha'Oimer Kol Shein Ashicha Afidu Kelach Echad. When does standing corn save a sheaf if it wasn't forgotten, even if it was one stalk? Sar tavua akua v'sar shein akua v'chein be'ilan ashum v'abitzalim einan mitzdarfim. Sar of plucked corn and a sar of unplucked corn, and the same applies to fruit trees, garlic and onions, can't combine to count them as two sar. Rabbi Yossi Omer, in basar v'shusar oni v'emsa ein mitzdarfim v'imlav hare eilu mitzdarfim. Rabbi Yossi says, if anything of the poor man intervenes, they don't combine. Otherwise, they do combine. And the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe k'siv, ki siksa kisircha b'sadeh v'shachachta Omer b'sadeh, Oimer shesiviroisav katsir, loy oimer shesiviroisav kama. Valama oimer shesiviroisav omrim, vloy oimer shesiviroisav kama. Oimer shesiviroisav omrim, mashatachtov sade. Oimer shesiviroisav kama, mashatachtov kashin. The Rebbe says, in the Gemara quotes, why does standing corn save sheaves? It's the pasuk that says in Dram Per Kofdalad, pasuk your test when you shall reap your harvest in the field, and you shall forget the sheaf in the field. It's only a sheaf that has cut stalks around it, but not standing grain around it, that can become shechra. Why is this? Only when it's all cut is it called the field, but if some grain is still standing, what's underneath it is just called straw. So it's all considered like standing crop, and it can save. Tana kamas chaviroi matzeres es al sheloi, shel goi matzeres es shel yisol, shel chitim matzeres es shel so'irim, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says in the Vaisa, another person's standing crops can save his crops, a Gentile's crops can save a Jew's crops, wheat can save barley. Chachamim say no, only a person's own crops save it, and it can only save its own type. Im hakama shiyafa koyach v'koyach ani v'shichra havi matzeres oimer shehu koyach v'koyach ani eino din sheyatzil. Rabbi Gamliel says in the Braisa, just as standing crops save sheaves, so sheaves save standing crops. It's a kal v'chomer deduction. If standing crops that the poor have significant claim on, as the three gifts of leket, shichra, and peah are taken from them, and if he forgot them, other standing crops that he didn't forget save them, then sheaves that the poor do not have such a claim on, as only shichra is given from it, should certainly save the standing crops. Amar Rebbe, ma lekama matzeres es ha'omer, should say, shehu koyach ha'ani ba, yatzil ha'omer es hakama sheyafa koyach ha'ani ba, is a quote girsa. Rebbe said to Rabban Shimon, and he rejects this kavod chomer. He says, just because standing crops save the sheaves because the poor don't have significant claim on them, should sheaves be able to save standing crops that the poor do have significant claim on? Midirei shneim nilmad matzilim oimer me oimer ve matzilim kama mi kama. From both opinions, we learn that sheaves can save sheaves, but standing crops cannot save standing crops. Ha'im im shachach shechra. The question is, the Mishnah taught, when does standing corn save a sheaf if it was not forgotten, even if it's one stalk? Now, this means that if it was forgotten, even if the sheaf was saved, it can return to being shechra. And this was the same question we mentioned earlier in the fifth perek in Halacha Beis, that, and we answered it from a brisa. Surely our Mishnah also answers this question. Tipate b'sheshachach ato kama tchila. The answer is, this wording of our Mishnah excludes when he first forgot the standing crops and then the sheaf. In that case, the sheaf is not saved. Ha'im im hayu shteim akurois lebalabais masnis in Kubi Gamliel. The Mishnah taught that a sar of plucked corn and a sar of unplucked corn can't save. Now, this implies that if they were each a sar and both were plucked, they would combine and belong to the owner. The Mishnah follows the Gamliel that two sheaves are combined to be two sar and not shechra, whereas Rabbanon there say that the two sar must be in one sheaf for it not to be shechra. But Tatsil Akura, Shein Akura, Hada Amadoshi Roy, Latsil, Shechra. And the proof is that even if they don't combine, the unplucked corn is a standing crop, so why can't it save the sheaves? And they've chosen if something that could have saved was forgotten, it's shechra. Rabbi Yonah rejects it. He says the Mishnah is discussing when he harvested a row and forgot some standing crops, and then gathered and forgot some sheaves. So he'd already forgotten some standing crops before he'd begun forgetting the sheaves. Ma ad chetovim mamash, afilu niris lahavi. The question is, Rabbi Yosi said in the Mishnah that if anything of the poor man intervenes, they don't combine. Does it mean that there is actually something that intervenes, such as leket to the poor man, or even if something could potentially intervene because the sheaves are not touching each other? Ishmanim and Ador, we're going Trua, Vekerem, בקרם לא עלתה הוא הדאמה אפילו נירס להביא. We bring an answer from a Braisa. An example of Yosi's law is that if there's grain planted next to a vineyard, and when he harvests the vineyard, peret falls next to the grain. Now, grains and grapes are not harvested at the same time of year, but it's still the Braisa's example of Yosi's law, and this shows, therefore, that it applies even if it could only potentially intervene.